A woman boards a crowded subway car and suddenly freezes, heart racing, palms sweating, terrified of a harmless dog sitting quietly by its owner. Meanwhile, a teenager scrolls through social media at 2 a.m., unable to stop despite tomorrow's exam. Across town, a corporate executive makes a split-second decision that will affect thousands of lives, guided by neural processes firing faster than conscious thought. What connects these seemingly random moments? They're all windows into the intricate machinery of human psychology, the invisible architecture shaping every choice, fear, and impulse we experience. Understanding this architecture doesn't just satisfy curiosity. It reveals why we sometimes sabotage our own goals, why childhood experiences echo through decades, and why we're capable of both breathtaking compassion and shocking cruelty. Psychology isn't merely an academic discipline. It's the operating manual for being human. For millennia, philosophers pondered the mysteries of human consciousness from their armchairs, crafting elegant theories about the soul, reason, and desire. But in 1879, something revolutionary happened in a Leipzig laboratory that would forever change how we understand ourselves. Wilhelm Wundt, a German physician with an audacious vision, established the first institute for experimental psychology, transforming psychology from philosophical speculation into rigorous science. His innovation? Treating the mind itself as something measurable, something that could be studied with the same precision physicists applied to matter and energy. Your brain, 3 pounds of tissue consuming 20% of your body's energy, operates through 86 billion neurons, forming trillions of connections. The frontal lobe handles planning and impulse control, explaining why teenagers make poor decisions despite knowing better. While temporal lobes process memory and language, parietal lobes interpret sensory information, and the occipital lobe specializes in face recognition so precisely that damage here prevents recognizing your spouse by sight while their voice remains identifiable. Neurons communicate through electrical signals racing at 268 miles per hour, triggering neurotransmitter release. This machinery explains seemingly psychological phenomena. Depression involves serotonin imbalances. Addiction hijacks dopamine pathways. Anxiety stems from an overactive amygdala. Yet Freud insisted deeper forces drive behavior: repressed desires, childhood traumas, unconscious impulses. He proposed three competing forces: the id, demanding immediate gratification, the superego, enforcing moral rules, and the ego, mediating between both. This framework illuminates everyday conflicts, simultaneously craving that third cake slice while feeling guilty, or being attracted to someone completely wrong while your rational mind protests. Your heart races at a dentist's drill in a movie because of classical conditioning. Ivan Pavlov's discovery that neutral stimuli become powerful triggers through association. He noticed dogs salivating before food arrived, simply upon seeing the lab assistant. Pairing a buzzer with food made the buzzer alone trigger salivation. This explains why songs transport you to specific memories or why you feel hungry passing a favorite restaurant. John Watson's Little Albert experiment revealed conditioning's darker side. Pairing white rats with loud noises taught a 9-month-old to fear rats, a fear spreading to fur coats and Santa beards. One traumatic dog encounter can create lasting fear of all dogs. B.F. Skinner's operant conditioning showed behaviors increase with rewards and decrease with punishment, explaining why tantrums work and slot machines hook us through intermittent reinforcement. Albert Bandura added another layer. Children learn by observing others. Kids who watched adults punch an inflatable doll later imitated that aggression. These learning principles constantly sculpt your preferences, fears, and habits beneath awareness. Understanding them offers genuine power to reshape unwanted patterns. Between seeing a red light and pressing the brake, an extraordinary cascade unfolds in milliseconds. Perception, recognition, decision-making, and motor planning, all coordinated seamlessly. Cognitive psychology investigates these hidden operations, viewing the brain as an information processing system. Jean Piaget revolutionized our understanding by recognizing children think fundamentally differently than adults. He identified four developmental stages: infants in the sensor-motor stage, birth to two, discover object permanence; preschoolers in the pre-operational stage, 2 to 7, develop language but struggle with perspective taking; children in concrete operational stage, 7 to 11, master logical thinking about physical objects; adolescents entering formal operations, 11 plus, reason abstractly and think scientifically. Lev Vygotsky added a social dimension, arguing learning occurs optimally when someone guides a child through their zone of proximal development, between what they can do independently and what remains beyond reach. Elizabeth Loftus revealed memory's unsettling unreliability. Changing smashed to contacted in questions dramatically altered speed estimates and created false memories of non-existent broken glass, with profound implications for eyewitness testimony. Ever laughed at an unfunny joke because everyone else was? Solomon Osh's conformity experiments revealed social pressure's remarkable power. Participants identified which line matched a reference line's length, a task with near-zero error rates alone. Yet surrounded by Confederates giving wrong answers, 75% conformed at least once, and 32% conformed consistently despite clear visual evidence. Remarkably, having just one ally dramatically reduced conformity. Stanley Milgram's obedience experiments were even more disturbing. Ordinary people administered what they believed were potentially lethal electric shocks because an authority figure instructed them. Despite hearing screams, 65% delivered maximum voltage. Milgram concluded people enter an agentic state, seeing themselves as instruments executing orders rather than autonomous moral agents. Philip Zimbardo's Stanford Prison Experiment showed how quickly we adapt to social roles. Students randomly assigned as guards or prisoners developed abusive and submissive behaviors within days, forcing early termination. Understanding these mechanisms helps us maintain autonomy and ethical standards under pressure. Humanistic psychology, emerging in the 1940s, rejected viewing humans as products of unconscious drives or conditioning, celebrating instead our innate drive towards self-actualization, realizing our full potential. Abraham Maslow's hierarchy showed we satisfied basic needs before pursuing growth, creativity, and peak experiences where time disappears. Studying self-actualizers like Einstein and Eleanor Roosevelt, he found they were spontaneous, creative, and comfortable with uncertainty. Carl Rogers emphasized we're experts on our own experience. Well-being requires congruence between self-worth, feeling valued, self-image, how we see ourselves, and ideal self, who we aspire to be. Alignment brings authenticity. Divergence creates distress. Rogers developed person-centered therapy, providing unconditional, positive regard, empathy, and genuineness, trusting that given supportive conditions, people naturally move toward growth. Humanistic psychology reminds us we possess genuine capacity to shape our lives and pursue meaning. Psychology offers multiple perspectives, illuminating our complex existence. Some insights are well established. Brain regions have specialized functions. Early experiences shape development. Social pressure influences behavior. While others remain debated, genetic versus environmental influences, consciousness, free will. The field continuously evolves. Functional MRI technology revolutionized understanding by revealing neural networks during tasks. New specializations address contemporary challenges. Environmental psychology examines how surroundings affect behavior. Cyberpsychology studies human-technology interactions. Positive psychology focuses on strengths rather than dysfunction. Psychology's greatest strength is its integrative perspective, recognizing that behavior results from biological, psychological, social, and environmental factors interacting simultaneously. As humanity confronts unprecedented challenges, technological disruption, environmental crisis, social polarization, psychology's insights become vital. Understanding cognitive biases helps navigate misinformation, Recognizing social influence strengthens resistance to manipulation. Applying learning principles develops healthier habits. Psychology isn't merely academic. It's a practical toolkit for self-understanding, effective communication, deeper relationships, and wiser choices.